Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
It's 92 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Emporia, 91 in Manhattan. It's 6:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
On a training mission, a pointed reminder of life in the West Bank. Greg Myrie, NPR News in the West Bank.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll have news headlines for you at 6:30, at 6:36. Oil prices jumped today after the president said the ceasefire with Iran had collapsed. Energy analysts are keeping an eye on it, but for now, gas prices are expected to rise. We will talk about that. Plus, learn how an Ohio entrepreneur wants to replicate the success of the farm-to-table movement with clothing by creating a regional textile economy. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
If you are having a hard time getting rid of an old car or truck, and maybe you're just tired of it and you don't even really want the bother of selling it, KPR has a program that can help you out. It's our vehicle donation program. The tow truck comes to your home, picks up the vehicle. This all sounds great, but you have to tell us, like, we don't just show up. Like, today it's me in the new KPR van. Hey, you want to get rid of your truck or your boat or your motorcycle? We don't do that. You have to tell us, and you can get all the details about the KPR vehicle donation program online at kansaspublicradio.org. 50% chance of showers and storms after midnight tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight. It's going to be humid tonight with a low in the lower 70s. It's 6:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show with Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 92 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka, 95 in Abilene. The time is 6:30. News headlines are 30 seconds away.
About 450 flexible workers pick up shifts in any given week. On average, they work 24 hours in a week. They earn less money than full-time employees and have few benefits. Still, many of them say it's worth it for the freedom to work when they want.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Two candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for governor have endorsed legalizing recreational use of marijuana in Kansas. Yesterday, Cindy Holscher and Ethan Corson each said it was time for the state to legalize both medical and recreational marijuana. Holscher released a video filmed near a marijuana dispensary in Missouri and made the argument that Kansas is missing out on tax revenue since Kansans buy the product out of state. Corson issued a statement on Facebook saying it was time for Kansas to legalize both medical and recreational marijuana. The Kansas Reflector reports that this distinguishes them from other candidates who support only legalization for medicinal use or oppose any legalization altogether. Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog has said he would focus first on medical marijuana as a legalization issue. None of the leading Republican candidates support the legalization of marijuana for any reason, though candidate Nick Reiniker is a longtime advocate for decriminalization of the drug. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is requiring more excavation of smoldering waste at a landfill in Galena. The odors from the landfill have been bothering nearby residents. Rachel Schnelli reports.
The landfill operator, Jordan Disposal, had submitted a report to KDHE about excavation and what they observed on June 22nd. But KDHE says the report did not imply the smoldering had been completely extinguished. The agency is now requiring 6 additional hours of excavation to be completed by July 10th. The agency will also require a foot of topsoil over the landfill and has banned Jorna Disposal from putting waste in the area unless it's approved by KDHE. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli in Pittsburgh.
This year's tornado season has been surpassing records for many states in the Midwest. The majority of the storms are hitting states east of what has traditionally been thought of as Tornado Alley. Illinois is leading the nation for most tornadoes with 178 so far, according to the National Weather Service. Missouri has had 81 tornadoes this year. That's nearly 30 more than the state's average, according to Missouri State climatologist Zach Leeser. He says this year is following a trend of tornadoes shifting east of the traditional Tornado Alley.
There's also been kind of a secondary area. More in the eastern and southeast United States, you might hear it referred to as Dixie Alley, but kind of the secondary Tornado Alley. And we're finding a lot more tornado activity occurring there.
Midwestern states like Indiana and Iowa have also had above average tornado activity this year. Mostly cloudy skies overnight with a 50% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Humid with a low in the lower 70s. Humid tomorrow as well with highs in the upper 80s and a 30% chance of rain in the morning. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off.
One, two, one, two.
People get into a different rhythm.
One, two, one, two.
But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours.
Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Don't
We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition. Start your day with us here at KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at meadowlarkwinebar.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies scattered around the state. You can listen online anytime, scattering us around the world at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. We still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR1 stations at 7:01, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate. Then 2 hours of classical music. At 9 o'clock, we shift gears, and we will hear some jazz in the night. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
It's 92 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka, 90 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 7. This is KPR.
For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Fisher Investments,
As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Uma, now offering MyPhone, a modern home phone service for families who want a screen-free experience with parental controls like Trusted Circle and Quiet Hours. More at MyPhone.com. And from Workday, an enterprise AI platform for HR, finance, and IT, dedicated to providing precision and the ability to not just help get work done, but get it done right. It's a new Workday. And from Imaginable Futures.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, we report on history as we know it and as it's happening. Connect the latest headlines back to the past every morning on NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for the very latest news, whether it's national, international, or local. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Jake Armerding as your host. At 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night with Bob McWilliams.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
50% chance of showers and storms tonight after midnight. Some of those storms, should they crop up, could have locally heavy rainfall. Be aware. Humid conditions tonight with a low in the lower 70s. Humid tomorrow as well, with highs topping out in the upper 80s, but we will have a 30% chance of showers and storms in the morning. It is 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Maine's Democratic Party says it will hold a convention to replace U.S. Senate nominee Graham Plattner if he drops out of the race. It comes after Plattner was accused of rape this week. In a statement, the party says it held a meeting with over 100 state committee members who voted to hold the nominating convention if there is a vacancy. The potential end of the truce between Iran and the U.S. has renewed anxiety over gas prices. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
It's likely to mean higher prices, at least in the short run. Gas prices had come down about 75 cents a gallon from their wartime peak, but they're still about 80 cents a gallon higher than they were before the U.S. and Israel started this war with Iran. AAA says the average price of regular gas this morning was about $3.79 a gallon, and Kilduff says that's likely to bounce higher overnight.
The discount party at the pump is over. We're not going to see much relief. We should be going back over $4 a gallon, a national average here, pretty quickly.
And diesel prices are also likely to climb. And, of course, that has knock-on effects for the cost of everything that gets trucked around the country or shipped around the world.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. President Trump is taking Syria off a terrorism blacklist, paving the way for more sanctions relief. He met with Syria's president on the sidelines of a NATO summit in Turkey, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Trump is praising Syrian leader Ahmed al-Sharaa, a former militant, for turning Syria around following a devastating civil war.
We're proud of the job he's doing. Syria's become a very stable. I mean, it's amazing. In a short period of time, it's really been stabilized, and we're proud of that.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says President Trump has notified Congress that the U.S. will take Syria off the state sponsor of terrorism list. Rubio's statement says that lifting sanctions will, quote, unlock international trade and investment and give Syria a chance to rebuild and open up a new chapter. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A new study from Johns Hopkins University finds gun homicides dropping years after hitting record highs during the pandemic, but a rise in other gun deaths.
guests. NPR, Scott Malcioni from member station WYPR has more.
Researchers with the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions tracked U.S. gun mortality data from 2024, and they found that while firearm homicides dropped about 16% from the previous year, the U.S. still notched the fifth ever highest total gun deaths that year. The reason's because gun suicides are reaching record levels. In total, there were about 44,500 gun deaths in the U.S. that year. The study found that black women experienced the highest increase in gun suicides over the past 10 years, with a 169% increase in the rate. Overall, gun suicides among the Latino population and Asian women also dramatically increased. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
This is NPR News.
Stardate July 8th. 61 Cygni has two distinctions. It moves across the sky faster than all but about a half dozen other stars. And it was the first star to have its distance accurately measured. The system is in Cygnus, the Swan. The constellation is high in the east at nightfall, marked by Deneb, the Swan's bright tail. 61 Cygni is to the lower right of Deneb. Under dark skies, it's just visible to the eye alone. 61 Cygni consists of two stars. Both are smaller, lighter, and cooler than the Sun, and much fainter. They orbit each other once every 650 years or so. In 1804, Giuseppe Piazzi discovered that the system moves across the sky in a hurry. That suggested that the system is close by. So astronomers started trying to figure out just how close. They looked at the star at intervals of 6 months, when Earth was on opposite sides of the Sun. That slight change in perspective causes nearby stars to move a bit, compared to the stars that are farther away. Early attempts to measure that angle didn't work. The equipment just wasn't good enough. But in 1837 and 38, Friedrich Bessel used a new instrument that provided a sharper view. It told him that 61 Cygni was 10.4 light years away. That's just one light year off from the true distance. So Bessel's work provided the first good measurement of the distance to any star other than the Sun. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Hi, I'm Jake Armerding. So glad to be listening to music with you. Remember that scene at the beginning of 101 Dalmatians when Pongo's looking out the window at all the owners walking their dogs and each pair looks alike? That's called the affinity bias, as of course you know. The similar to me effect. You like things that look and think like, well, you. That phenomenon might have been at work here for the composer Mili Balakireff. Of all the Shakespeare plays you can write music for, he chose King Lear, and he was something of a lyrish guy himself, very much a father figure in the Russian music scene. He took composers under his wing. He was proud, he was charismatic, also belligerent, egocentric, at times even petty, and dogmatic and controlling. Full of hubris. Sounds like a tragic hero to me. Here's the overture from King Lear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vasily Sanaisky leading the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. It's the King Lear Overture by Mili Balakirev. Here's one called the Serenata in Vano, the Serenade in Vain. So what's going on there? Carl Nielsen, the composer, he called it a humorous trifle. Traditional definition of a serenade is a musical greeting performed for a lover or a friend or a person of honor. And Nielsen really leans into that on this one. His notes say, first, the gentlemen play in a somewhat chivalric and showy manner to lure the fair one out onto the balcony, but she does not appear. Then they play in a slightly languorous strain, but that hasn't any effect either. Since they have played in vain, they don't care a straw and shuffle off home to the strains of the final little march, which they play for their own amusement.
Thank you.
Chamber music, Palm Beach, performing The Serenade in Vain by Carl Nielsen. The brilliant, unfamous suite by Edvard Grieg, coming up next.
Support for KPR today comes from Lawrence listener and elder law attorney Molly Wood on her birthday. Thank you for supporting music programming on KPR, and happy birthday from the staff. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More information at rcilinc.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 90 and fair. Wind is from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. It's 90 and fair. That's KPR weather.
So here's the deal. You write two different suites of music. You think both of them are fantastic. The critics agree with you. For once, they also think both are fantastic. One gets famous, and the other doesn't. What do? Well, you'd be grateful that you can write fantastic music, and some of it got famous. Here's the Holberg Suite by Grieg.
Thank you.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, publisher of The Boundless Game by Tim Bascom, a collection of essays exploring soccer through personal experience, travel, and encounters across cultures. More at kansaspress.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 90 and fair. Wind is from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. It's 90 and fair. That's KPR weather.
So it's 1738. George Friedrich Handel, devoted fan of the English oratorio genre. The best of that example of that is The Messiah. You probably heard of it. And then this group of his contemporaries who style themselves the Opera of the Nobility. Ugh, so snarky, so stuffy. They come along and they start to steal away his audience with all this lighter stuff. So Handel capitulates. He decides to get more accessible, starts writing concertos. Here's the Harp Concerto.
Thank you.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 90 and fair. Wind is from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. It's 90 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Are you living the dream? These days, that phrase generally gets tossed around in kind of an ironic way, delivered with a big sigh and a rueful smile. For this Puerto Rican composer and saxophonist, the dream came true. He won Puerto Rico's presidential scholarship that got him admitted to Boston's Berklee College of Music. Just a few years later, the Boston Pops commissioned a piece from him. Saxophone legend Branford Marsalis premiered it. Living the Dream, coming up this hour.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Democrat Graham Plattner is suspending his campaign for Senate in Maine after a former girlfriend accused him of rape. Maine's Democratic Party says it will hold a convention to select a new nominee. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, Plattner denies the allegation.
Within hours of a report from Plattner's former girlfriend alleging rape, the Maine Democratic Party and top congressional Democrats called on Plattner to withdraw from the race. The progressive campaign had long been marked by scandal, from a tattoo of a Nazi emblem to reports of him exchanging sexually explicit messages with multiple women near the beginning of his marriage. After the latest allegation, the campaign arm for Senate Democrats vowed to not invest in the race if Plattner remained on the ballot. The party will now begin a process to select a new nominee, and the clock is ticking. They have until July 27th. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. military says it's carrying out another round of strikes on Iran after Iran attacked ships in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this week and retaliated for U.S. strikes last night. Earlier today, President Trump said Iranian attacks signaled the end of the ceasefire, as NPR's Franco Ordonez explains.
Trump not only warned that the U.S. would likely hit Iran again, but he also threatened to bring back a naval blockade. I mean, he is clearly frustrated after last night's series of strikes, and he really went off on Iranian leaders, calling them cuckoo and a bunch of liars.
I don't want to deal with them anymore. They're scum. You know what scum is? They're scum. They're sick people. They're led by sick people. And they're vicious, violent people.
Now, the big question is whether calling off the ceasefire is actually a change in policy or simply a negotiating tactic. But Trump did say during the press conference that this would not lead to full-scale fighting again and that anything that happened would be over quickly.
NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. Health workers responding to an outbreak of Ebola in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo say they have not been paid by the government. As NPR's Duri Buscarin reports, they're protesting delayed wages, unfair treatment, and a lack of protective gear.
The Bundibugyo strain of Ebola has sickened more than 1,700 people in this outbreak and killed almost 600. Frontline health workers in Ituri province told the Associated Press they have not been paid their wages and bonuses from Congo's government since the outbreak was declared on May 15th. They said they're on strike to protest their working conditions. Local media reported that several healthcare workers protested on Monday, burning tires outside a hospital in Bunia, capital of the hardest hit province in this outbreak. The strike comes as enrollment for clinical trials have begun in Congo for two treatments that may help treat the Bundibugyo strain. Duri Buscarin, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington.
If you've seen The Wizard of Oz, then you know there's no place like home. But when it comes to tornado safety, that might not always be the case.
My name is Afiz Badmaz. I am a PhD candidate in the Civil Engineering Department here at KU. My advisor is Dr. Elena Sotley. My research aims to reduce tornado losses by improving the performance of residential buildings.
Your research is looking to raise awareness about tornado safety and to make recommendations for building techniques to withstand tornado force winds.
The codes available right now do not incorporate tornado provisions for residential buildings. Most of the homes we live in are not designed to resist any form of tornado intensity. We are trying to develop a risk-informed framework to see that if we improve our residential buildings to withstand some EF intensity of tornadoes, we might be able to reduce these losses.
What are some specific recommendations?
My research focuses on how to make the roof connections very, very intact, and that's by providing hurricane clips instead of the traditional toenail connections, improving the roof sheeting cover, improving the nail schedule instead of 12 inches spacing, using a 6 inches spacing along the edges and the field.
Your research has shown that in areas where these techniques are used, construction costs are about 5% more, but those costs can be recouped in the forms of higher resale values and insurance discounts.
These techniques have been applied in hurricane-prone regions, and they can definitely be applied here as well.
For more information about graduate research, visit graduate.ku.edu or our website at kansaspublicradio.org. For Research Matters, I'm Steve Kincaid.
Kicking off the hour with some music from two Venezuelan composers. The first has written you a pajario. The pajario, as of course you know, is a Venezuelan dance, one of the most popular of all, and there are quite a few. Here's the Fuga con Pajarillo from Suite No. 1 by Aldemaro Romero, performed by the Sphinx Virtuosi.
Thank you.
Gustavo Dudamel performing the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra performing the Fuga con Pajarillo from the Suite No. 1 by Aldemaro Romero. Music and politics don't always mix well. The composer Vicente Emilio Sojo, also of Venezuela, defied those odds. He rescued and arranged more than 200 Venezuelan folk songs, which made him one of the main creators, founders of the modern school of Venezuelan music, and then he was elected senator of the Venezuelan state of Miranda in 1958, as of course you know. Maybe that was some kind of thank you from a grateful nation for rescuing our songs. Here's the Cántico from Five Pieces from Venezuela. Thank you. So beautiful. Cecilio Pereira performing a canticle by Vicente Emilio Sojo. Coming up, it's A Trip to the Sea with Claude Debussy. That wasn't supposed to rhyme.
Support for classical music comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice for persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 90 and fair. Wind is from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. It's 90 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Claude Debussy just hated being lumped in with the Impressionists. He kind of dug himself a bit of a hole there. The best way to describe his work is a mind-blowing collection of impressions. The best example of that might be this next piece. It's called La Mer, the sea. It's just straight-up Impressionism. You can hear the spray on your face and the wind and the sun. There's no theme. He just puts you there. Great composer John Williams must have enjoyed his trip to the sea because he lifted a phrase from this piece to create the most famous theme in movie history. If you listen to the start of the third movement, you'll hear echoes of Jaws. Carlo Maria Giulini, leading the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, The Sea, La Mer, by Debussy. Coming up, Edmar Cologne is living the dream.
Curiosity leads to understanding.
What changed your mind?
It bridges divides.
Because it's not a black and white story, in my opinion, about heroes and villains.
And fosters connection.
The more we can interact with actual human beings, the better understanding we'll have of how truly complex and thoughtful people are.
Curiosity brings you here. This is NPR.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 88 and fair. Wind is from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. It's 88 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Puerto Rican composer and saxophonist Edmar Cologne won his country's prestigious presidential scholarship to attend the Berklee School of Music in Boston. Must have gone well. He recently finished a four-movement saxophone concerto commissioned by the Boston Pops that premiered in May 2024, performed by some guy named Branford Marsalis. In the meantime, here's some of his original music. It's Lara Downs, one of the queens of interpretation, performing a piece by Edmar Cologne. Welcome. Here's a recent composition by Kenneth Fuchs, described as a lyrical romance for violin and orchestra. It's called American Rhapsody.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 88 and fair. Wind is from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-70s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms with a low in the low 70s. It's 88 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Democrat Graham Plattner is suspending his Senate campaign in Maine after a former girlfriend accused him of rape in an article published by Politico. Plattner denies the allegation, but in a video posted to social media, he announced his exit from the race.
We live in a political system that is not built for normal people. It is a system that is built structurally to make sure that movements like ours cannot flourish, that if they begin to succeed, they can be crushed.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and leading Democratic lawmakers called on Plattner to drop out. His exit from the race sets off a scramble for Democrats to find a new nominee to take on incumbent Republican Susan Collins this fall. Maine's Democratic Party says it will hold a nominating convention to fill Plattner's vacancy on the ballot. The party has until July 27th to select a replacement. President Trump announced on social media that he'd be traveling on the old Air Force One jet as he travels home from the NATO summit in Turkey. He said the new plane, gifted from Qatar, would be on display for U.S. forces abroad. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
The trip to Ankara, Turkey, was the first international trip Trump has taken with the new plane. But on the way home, travel plans changed. Trump posted on social media that he would fly in an older Air Force One for part of the trip home, while the new plane would stop in Mildenhall Air Force Base in the United Kingdom to give military members a chance to tour the aircraft. The new Air Force One was a gift from Qatar that Trump celebrated, but it's also caused massive concerns about security and safety. When asked at a press conference if the decision to switch planes was due to security concerns, Trump didn't directly answer the question and said the new plane would visit multiple military bases. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge has set a mid-February trial date for the man charged with planting two pipe bombs in Washington, D.C. on the eve of the January 6th Capitol riot. NPR's Ryan Lucas has the latest on the case against Brian Cole Jr.
Cole was arrested in December after a nearly five-year FBI investigation. Prosecutors say he built and placed two pipe bombs near the Republican and Democratic Party headquarters the night before a mob of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol to protest Trump's loss in the 2020 election. Neither device went off. Cole has pleaded not guilty. At a hearing in federal court, Judge Amir Ali set the mid-February date for the trial, which is expected to last around 2 weeks. Earlier this week, the judge ruled that President Trump's blanket pardon for people charged or convicted of crimes in connection with January 6 offenses does not apply to Cole. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Oil prices rose and stock markets dropped today after President Trump raised doubts about the temporary truce in the war with Iran. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The last woman executed in Britain, Ruth Ellis, has been posthumously pardoned. The 28-year-old single mother was hanged in 1955 for killing her abusive lover. The pardon acknowledges the injustice of her execution and replaces the death penalty with life imprisonment. Her case highlighted the lack of a diminished responsibility defense for abuse victims, leading to a change in British law. Two 15-year-olds were allegedly drinking alcohol and shooting toy guns from a driverless Waymo car in California. As NPR's John Ruich reports, the company called the police.
A Facebook post by the San Mateo County Police Department started like this. Parents, do you know where your teens are? Waymo does. Waymo driverless cars have an array of cameras inside and out, and after seeing the teens drinking and handling the toy guns, the company stopped the car and called the police. The police department said they detained the teenagers and found that they had been shooting spongy water beads called Orbeez as they, quote, sipped on afternoon libations while being chauffeured around town in the driverless vehicle. The police said the shooting and the drinking were bad ideas, but taking a Waymo was the one smart thing they did because driving impaired would have made things much worse. John Ruwich, NPR News.
New Yorkers are slowly being led into a cordoned-off Manhattan street after columns buckled in an under-construction high-rise, triggering evacuations. Crews worked through the night to shore up a massive development at the site of the former headquarters of pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says there's been no additional movement in the building since it was deemed stable last night. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org. Thank you.
guitarist Bobby Broom opening KPR's Jazz in the Night with the Sonny Rollins tune, Strode Road. And that is from an album Bobby put out recently called Notes of Thanks. Bobby spent two different five-year spans with Sonny Rollins Band and recorded this album paying honor to Sonny with Dennis Carroll on bass and Kobe Watkins on the drums. More new music for the next little while here on Jazz in the Night. We'll get to the new one from the singer Duye. In this set, we'll be hearing from the saxophonist Jeff Rupert, his new album, Sea Spell. And right now, we're going to hear the new one from the very fine clarinet player from Canada, Virginia McDonald. And this is the title track to her new album. It's called In Search Of, for you here on KPR.